Hey everyone, you're listening to Reina's Podcast. My podcast is for entrepreneurs to find motivation, resources, and business tips. The entrepreneur journey is not easy, but I hope that this podcast can encourage you to keep going and to remind you que sí se puede. Welcome to Reina's Podcast. Thank you for joining this episode. I'm so excited for you to meet my very first millionaire mentor that I met through this conference called One Life Fully Lived. And if you actually go to the episode of how I got started with social media in episode 38, you will learn a little bit more about how I even got to meet Tim and how I got involved with this conference. But basically, I won a contest and they flew me to Philadelphia where this conference was being held for that year. And I had to say a speech, and you know, my life was different from there. Attending that conference really opened my eyes to the possibilities. These people that attend are just at another level in their life, financially, just in their mindset, in their abundance. Like, so many people are so unique there. It's like, I don't even know how to describe it, right? I guess just growing up in a community where everyone's just so similar, you know, everyone works, they just go to school, they have a job, and I get it. But these people really know how to invest their money and have money work for them, not them work for money, right? So that mentality really, really changed and impacted me when I attended this conference when I was 20 years old. So this conference, they hold it in different states, but this, in October 12th through 14th, they'll be doing a conference in Long Beach, California. So I highly encourage you to go, and we are going to be listening to the interview with Tim Rode, who is the founder of this nonprofit organization, and how the journey, he's going to share a lot of the tips on, you know, definitely where to invest your money, what is financial freedom, what habits to implement to create this successful lifestyle, and the specific actions that you have to take. And also, you know, he also mentions like what investors are looking for, because he is an investor, and he shares like if you ever, you know, come up to him or another investor with an idea, what exactly they're looking for. So that's a really great opportunity to learn in case in the future you're looking for investors. So take notes. Definitely probably going to want to listen to this episode twice or something, but share this episode also. I appreciate it if you really do. And also, if you can leave a review, that would be amazing. You're a very, very busy man, and I appreciate your time, but I really think you are going to change a lot of young millennials and just a different type of community, especially, I believe, my audience. You know, it's like, the Latino community, and I always like talk about you and share, like, you know, One Life really did change. That was like the beginning of this journey, and I think this journey of like really believing in myself and like knowing that I can get out of where like the same generational things going on in our family. We can change it, and we have like the power to change it. And One Life offers those resources. So I can talk about it forever.
That's beautiful, Reina. I think that pretty much sums it up. That's exactly what we want to do, is empower you and millennials and, you know, kids 3 years old and grandparents 85 years old that lost a spouse and needs to start a whole new One Life.
Wow.
And everybody in between. And everybody deserves One Life.
Yeah.
Yes, everybody does.
That's so beautiful.
Yeah, that's our hope, is we want everybody, our inside joke is eat your broccoli. And it's like, you know, your mother says all the things that mom told you to do. Yeah. She's right. it's just living in a certain manner where you're going towards your best life. And that doesn't mean you don't have fun and enjoy the ride and celebrate and go to festivals and be young and make mistakes. Of course you do, you know, yeah. But you, you're always mindful of finding, your most fulfilling future.
So. I love that. And definitely, like, you have created, I mean, you have created so many things in your life. And I think I really want to start off with, like, why did you create One Life Fully Lived? And where did that come from?
I created One Life Fully Lived because I was such a lost soul when I was young. I had a pretty idyllic childhood. Up until about 12 years old, the summer of seventh grade, my mom left, and they had fought like cats and dogs, but it was still, you know, at least everyone was together and whatever. But, she moved down to Oakland. Okay. He stayed up in Portola, where you've been. Mm-hmm. And, very rural area. He was depressed. She was an alcoholic. And so I didn't have any adult supervision, and, I didn't handle it too well. I was kind of angry. And from, like, you know, 12 to 18, I had a really rough time just you know, getting through it, really. So my mom had asked me, Timothy, where do you see yourself in 5 years, around 16 years old? And I'd say, Mom, there's a party this weekend. I'm going to get a buzz, and I hope to get lucky. You know, that, I'll tell you on Monday. Well, I don't, you know, who knows?
Yeah.
And I didn't have any, you know, I wasn't doing all the things we teach in One Life Fully Lived. So I was very, very fortunate. I found my niche. At One Life, we teach this thing. It's the One Life Fulfillment Triangle. Where do my passions meet my talents? Where there's opportunity. Where do my passions, what do I love to do? Meet my talents. What am I good at? Mm-hmm. And where there's opportunity. If you're in that zone, you're thriving in the One Life Fulfillment Dream. Okay. Yeah. So, I found my niche, which was selling real estate. And I sold, like, I held an open house and sold it and listed their home and took some buyers out and sold their homes. I did like 3 deals my first weekend. Baby, it is on.
Yeah.
And for the next 18 years, I cranked the song Welcome to the Jungle by Guns N' Roses.
Yeah.
And at 7 a.m., chain smoking cigarettes, drinking coffee, eating donuts. You know, I there were things I hadn't figured out yet. Mm-hmm. But I was, you know, doing my thing. So this is an important piece of it. I started making a lot more money. In the grocery business, I'm making 30 grand a year. I started making 60, 150, 240, 360. My expenses went from 15 to 20 to 30 to 40 to 50. How many people do you know it, that as their income goes 200, 300, 400, 500, their expenses go 210, 23, you know what I mean? They go up equally or more, and they accumulate all this debt. I played goal line defense. You know, I look at my jewelry. I still don't care about crap that society tells you you need. You know, mm-hmm. So we didn't spend, and we learned how to invest wisely.
And I think that was a big eye opener for me, honestly. Like, the first, you know, well, I will share this in the intro, but how I got involved with One Life, and I ended up straight from the airport to McCarthy's home, and it was interesting because obviously his home is beautiful, and I was like, who, you know, like, oh wow, like, who owns this home? And he's like with no shirt, no shoes, yeah, in his his swim shorts. Like,
I wouldn't even have a shirt on. Yeah. Has that man no decency?
He was straight, like, just chilling. Everyone was so, like, you would never know how financially successful all of these people are. And it totally is, like, a stereotype. I mean, there are people that like to have all of those nice things. But
there's a lot of people that don't know how to handle money out
there. Yes. And I think that is the biggest. I was so amazed. I'm like, wow, these people are so wealthy. And they are so humble. Like, they don't have the nice things. Like, you know, like the car, Lamborghini. Like, everyone's thinking, like, you have that stuff. You guys totally, like, and I'm saying you all, like, the community in One Life, your mindset is just bigger. It's like, it's not based off of materialistic things. Yeah, you want financial success, but for freedom, for travel, for all of that. And I think that was the biggest thing that I really liked about One Life. And you, yeah, like you said, like you showed your, you know, your jewelry.
Yeah, and if you look behind me, I'm living in a darn nice house.
Yeah.
The one splurge Tina and I did is we worked really, really hard from 1982 to about 2006.
Sold 1982 out. To 2006. I just want to repeat, like, it took years and it takes time and sacrifice and living under your means.
Right, right. Yeah. And but boy, what a ride! And let's talk about this.
Yeah.
What else do you have to do besides mindfully going after your version of your one life fully living? And what we ask you to do is you know, just take it all a bit deeper than what you think you need to, you know, and just to. Write out, this is the things that One Life teaches, is vision planning. Where am I going with all of this? Where will I be 5 years from now? That's the question my mom asked. Mm-hmm. And now we ask, you know, where are you going? What will your life look like? You know, Raina, you're in your 20s. What will it look like at 30, 40, 50? Where will you be? What's your environment going to look like? Who's going to be there with you? You know, what are you going to be doing? So vision planning.
Yeah.
And then relationships. Who's along for the ride? Who's your closest five? Who's your board of directors? And I know I'm on your board of directors.
Yeah.
And then finances. Mastering what we were just talking about, the ABCs. How can I increase my income? How can I play good defense? Don't be a miser. Of course you want to enjoy life, but you don't need all the crap that the world tells you need, and how to invest wisely.
Yeah.
The finances piece. And the last piece is wellness. You have to enjoy the ride along the way. You have to have a holistic health. And you remember me saying I ate donuts and I chain smoked cigarettes. And Tina was 8 months pregnant with Andy, who is now 25 years old. And Janet Freitas at a real estate party said, gosh, which one of you is pregnant? Boom! Right in the face. That was the best I ever took. I quit smoking. I got healthy, and now I climb peaks. I'm about to turn 60. And any of you millennials, I could beat you up a mountain.
No, he really can. And there's always like hiking, like involved at the events, or like some type of outside activity. And
every day, all of us have this in there. Think about this. Think of what I was saying. I was overweight, eating crappy, chain smoking cigarettes, and now I'm climbing world class peaks at 60. And it's all in what your habits are and what you do. I'm drinking a pomegranate juice.
Yes.
You know, just
small habits.
I loaded up at the farmer's market this week, and I got some nice treats for myself, but I got some really healthy superfood because I want to do super shit. You know?
I love that.
Yeah.
What, I remember doing the One Life Roadmap course, and you included and you shared the letter that you wrote to yourself like years ago, of the house that you live in now and of like the view that you have now. And I just think, wow. And I shared that with one of my other mentors, who was like my geometry teacher in high school. And she was like, I've never thought of that. Like, and I'm like, and it happened. I'm like, he knew what he was going towards, you know? You knew that.
Yeah. And think about this, you guys. Your brain is like a supercomputer. It believes whatever you tell it. Mm-hmm. Circa, let's say, 1989, my brain knew I sell a lot of real estate. I eat like crap. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's who it was. And let's talk about a couple other changes that have happened in it. I'm a bull in the china shop. I just get things done by sheer force. And
yeah.
I was really in my head, and I was very just pushy against the world, but pushing so hard, a lot of great things had to happen. Mm. But around me, can you imagine the turbulence? It's just not fun for the people around you. Mm-hmm. So that person that got me to financially free by 40 is not the same person that's leading this movement. I've had to evolve into the wise, calm leader. Tina's helped me with this. Janai Lane's helped me with this. And I've really worked on getting out of my head more into my heart. And by the way, don't get me wrong. It wasn't like I didn't always care and didn't want to always come through and always took time off for my kids. I got a lot of stuff right along the way. It's beautiful the way you evolve over time if you're paying attention.
Yeah. And do you think, like, there's phases, right? Like, that had to happen for you to really be involved in your business in order to reach where, you know, the level of success, financial success, freedom that you have now?
Yeah. It's almost impossible for your balance not to be out of whack on your way. But you still have to pay attention. That's why getting up earlier is, you know, Hal's miracle morning. Having all these tools, as many of the things that you can get right, the habits that you can get right, really help, you know, do those things. But it is absolute phases. I just wrote an article. It's kind of for a program that I'm creating, and it's called The Four Quarters of Life.
Mm-hmm.
And the first 0 to 20 are just figuring stuff out. You're just going in. Who the heck am I? And by the way, here's some questions to ask. And here's some questions to ask your nieces and nephews and kids. Is, you know, at any age, is do I like to be by myself or do I like to be with other people?
Mm.
Do I like to be indoors? Do I like to be outdoors? Do I like to use my hands? Do I like to think? Do I like to talk? If you made Tina do this podcast, I mean, I shouldn't say that. She'd do fine, but it's not natural to her. And if you made me do book work and paperwork, chalkboard, you know. So 0 to 20 is figuring out who in the heck are you. 20 to 40 is dialing it all in. And I say with this, what the heck's your hurry? Enjoy the ride along the way, but dial it in. Get your health in order and get your finances in order.
Yeah.
When you're gray and you're 60, you're going to hug yourself. I'm not 60 yet. I call myself 60. I'm not even there yet.
Yeah.
I'm just like saying it because I feel so good at that. But when you're gray and turn in 60, you're going to hug yourself or curse yourself for the choices, for the health and wealth choices you make in your 20s, 30s, and 40s.
Wow. So
when you reach your golden years, you're going to hug yourself or curse yourself for the health and wealth choices you make in your 20s, 30s, and 40s. And let me tell you, I just buried my freaking sister. Actually, I have her ashes that I'm taking all over with me for the summer. She's 2 years older than me. And she loved everyone but herself. And she didn't figure out her bad habits. And if you're listening to this and you still have those, you can change. Your past doesn't equal your future. And you're so worth it. You're so worthy. So please, think about it. Love yourself.
Oh, I love that. Oh my gosh. See, everyone needs
that. You're talking to a dude that lost his freaking sister. You know,
yeah.
She's the first one of my generation and your mortality hits home. Let me keep going. So in your 20s, you're figuring it out. In your 40s, or 20 to 40, you're figuring it out. In your 40s to 60s, you should be enjoying the fruits of your labor and really starting to, Steve Young said as a quarterback, I'm old enough to get it, but young enough to still play hard. You know what I mean? That's when you're just really making hay and making darn sure that from 60, and I hear so many people now talking about to live in the 115, 120. You better make a lot of freaking money.
Yeah.
You know? So, yeah, you don't want to outlive your money. Think about that.
I really want to talk about the definitely like managing your finances and how did you do that? What are some like monthly things or weekly things, daily things that you do?
Great question. What you measure, you can manage. And so many of you, you know, you have debt, that like college debt and things that are scary to you, and you may have less coming in than what's coming out monthly currently. And I've coached a lot of people that they started out in that place. Mm-hmm. And it's just all about, number one, and I'll give you some, like remind me and I'll send you over a like five levels of financial awareness. You know, are you a novice? Are you an apprentice? Are you a journeyman? Are you a master? And are you a superstar? And these are, yeah. And okay. Then, you know, just where are you on your knowledge? And then where are you? What the ABCs, what's coming in monthly and annually? What's going out? What's left to invest? Kind of like an analysis of income.
Okay.
And what's your net worth? And in my world, and what I focused on was true financial freedom, which is when you have more money coming in every month from passive income sources, meaning you don't work to get it. Passive income, we call them horizontal income in our world because everybody wants one bigger paycheck. My buddies want a lot of paychecks coming in from a lot of different sources that, you don't do much to get it. So So then you go to look, so you take a good audit of where you are in all of these areas, and then it becomes what specific actions can I take in A? What specific actions can I take in B? And what specific actions can I take in C? And this is what I did that set me apart from 25 to 40 is I looked for ways to increase my A. And for me, it was selling real estate. And luckily, I didn't do a lot of other things. I almost opened a mortgage company. I almost opened a title company. I was always getting hit up to sell all this other stuff because I could sell. I concentrated on listing and selling a shit ton of real estate, giving great customer service, monitoring what's coming in on a regular basis, living within my means, learning all I can about investing. I can send you a list of like five books that are just the basics you gotta read if you care about this. Is the and this is one of the books, it's called The E-Myth. And they talk about running your business like a business. What we're talking about here is running your life like a business. And the people, this is the part, this is the eating your freaking broccoli. You know what I mean? And it's doing the extra work that'll make a difference or not. Or, you know, reach 60 and be where most are. Pink Floyd had a song, Hanging On In Quiet. Desperation is the English way. Not fun.
Yeah.
It's 60. Roller coaster. Hey. Yeah.
I love it. And did you check like your finances? I don't know if you were the one in charge of it, but like, do you believe in hiring an accountant?
Luckily I had a team.
Yeah.
She was our bookkeeper, and she'd give me reports. We'd go over them like on a quarterly basis. I also highly recommend buying and playing Robert Kiyosaki's Cash Flow Game.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really good game to mimic what we're talking about. And I would literally play this game every 3 months with you know, Byron, my accountant.
Yes.
A few other business people who were on the same path. And we'd play the game, and then we'd look, how are we doing on that game in real life every 3 months? And I'd monitor what's going on with my income, what's going on with my passive income, what's going on with my net worth. What's, you know, how did I do spending? And just by paying attention to it all, it doesn't go like that. And by the way, on a graph, all of this looks like this. This stuff takes time, you guys. Everybody wants shit overnight. Did you hear me? 1982 to 2006. Okay. I was an overnight sensation. Here I am.
I have to remind myself too. I'm like, it's
yes, no, this is, the stuff's hard work. Yeah. Takes time. Where the heck are you going, Raina Marufo?
I know.
You know what I mean? Enjoy the ride along the way, but you're just mindfully playing your Raina game full out and bringing others with you and teach, you know what I mean? And you do this so well. So.
Thank you. I love it. And one of the things that I hear a lot of people saying is seven streams of income to like, or different sources of income. And I know one of the biggest things is real estate and investing in properties or investing in real estate. But do you believe people should get in, like, have seven streams of income, or?
I actually, no.
Really?
That's seven wheelbarrows going up a freaking hill. Go back to what I said about all I did was sell real estate. And I'm not saying just find one horse and ride it only.
Yeah.
So who was it? Somebody was talking about, talking about Asian plate spinners don't spin 10 plates. They get one plate spinning, and then they go to the second plate, and they got to keep the first plate, you know.
Oh.
So how do you get that? How in the hell are you going to do seven plates at one time?
Yeah.
Okay, this is real world stuff. Everything takes time. And was it Newton that said to every action, there's an opposite and equal reaction? When you have that first plate is a money making thing, and you start that second plate, you're taking your valuable time and resources and mindset away from that. Make darn sure that second plate's worth spending, much less seven.
Wow, I love that. So definitely, yes, you can, but making sure that one thing that you're doing from your passion, your skills.
I've been going a long time, and I don't think I have seven plates spinning.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want seven plates.
You're like, no, nothing. No.
Osborne has 50 plates spinning, and he's got.
That's people. What I'm.
No, that's Osborne.
I know,
and he's the king of horizontal income in our world, and he's got an amazing. You know, people come to him and talk about a business idea, and he goes, "Well, I'll give you." You know, like one out of a thousand that come to him.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you that advice if you give me a piece of your company.
Yeah.
And there he goes. He's off to the races. And my buddy Aaron Amuchastegui did this with him, and it's been an amazing win-win. And I'm in a business. We're in GoBundance. We're in a business called DAP, which is David, Andrew, Pat, and Tim. We do syndicate apartments all over the South.
Okay.
And Andrew does all of the work. And David, Pat, and Tim manage Andrew, you know, and it's, David's amazing at that piece of it.
Okay.
And by the way, I this may be over the head of some people, and I don't want to.
Yeah, to get into that part. But definitely just, I think you guys are, and I think once you're stable and everything, yes, you can start getting creative and investing in other businesses. And
right.
And
you want to use your wizardry. You know, you want to think about, you know, what's the highest and best use of you, and how can you make things happen and make those amazing connections like David's able to. Mm-hmm. And I've done a good job. And you're a connector too, Raina.
Yeah.
And there's times, let me give you another story. Pat Hyben had a good friend he went to college with who worked for a payroll company and wanted to start his own business. And Pat, the guy needed $200,000 to do it. And Pat loaned him $200,000 and like got 400 a year out of it, like
for
like 7 years, and then got like a $2 or $3 million buyout because he was really successful.
Yeah.
Think about, so somebody say, well, I don't have $200,000. Well, and this is somebody like you, Raina. What if you know the person with that wants to do that with a payroll company, and you know someone with the $200,000, and you go to both of them and say, if I could make this happen, would you give me 10% of what you're doing?
Mm-hmm.
You see what I mean? You can work wizardry. And by the way, you're always honest, ethical, cards are on the table. I am so proud of the fact I sold like 2,500 homes. I've done hundreds of real estate deals. I'm involved in multiple companies. There is. I've never been sued. And the reason is the cards are always on the table. And if people make a mistake, I own up to it. And I also, my eyes are wide open to evil. I'll just say it. I've been scammed a few times, and I'm a really, really sharp guy. So as I go into this heart-centered woo world more and more, I want to go deeper into that. I just feel like I'm going down a rabbit hole, a spiritual rabbit hole that I love. And it's just bringing out a new side that I'm really enjoying learning about and stuff, especially since my sister passed. It's been amazing, right? But I've also keenly aware that I have both feet on the ground with my eyes wide.
And do you think real estate is one of the main, I think from my, like seeing and just a lot of successful people, like real estate is one of the key things. Do you think that's definitely like someone who you are in a different situation because you were a realtor, so you were in the real estate business, but someone who does not want to be a realtor but wants to invest in real estate, how do they do that?
Well, first of all, they'd be really weary because there's a lot of shysters out there.
Mm.
You know what I mean? And what I would do is before you invest, I would just gain a lot of knowledge about it and talk to people you know that have made money and really ask a lot of questions. Just look at, invest in this piece of it. I said, you know, when I said I looked how to earn more, how to live within my means, and how to learn all I can about investing, I've always been a student of the game. I've bought, you know, a lot of people breakfast, coffee, lunch, just to pick their brain on what did you do? What would you do if you were my age? You know, and then what'd you do? And just, or beers, feed them beers, even better.
I can relate to that so much.
You're great at this, Raina. You're already great at this. And you know what? People know two things. If you're sincere and you'll listen and take the advice, people don't mind. You know what I mean? And the ones that came before me, they a lot of them graciously gave their time, and some are asses, and just like today. Here's something for your people to write down of what I look for when I go to invest in somebody. Number one, are they competent? Do they know what they're doing? Do they? And I'd even ask them, if you don't know them, I'd want to know. I would ask them their credit rating. Mm-hmm. I would ask them their experience. I would find out, do they have money? Are they making money? Or are they learning on your dime? Mm-hmm. And if anybody has poor credit, you know, they're don't lose your money on their learning. If that makes sense. Mm. And I know it's hard for you just starting out. Darn it. Why would you say that? I'm just starting. You know?
Yeah.
But I'm just being honest. Number two, do I like them? And because you're really kind of going into bed with them and you're going to be a part of their lives for however long that investment is, or longer when they're not coming through like they said they would.
Yeah.
You know, those right now. Those calls are so fun. They love hearing from me.
So I think that's one of the biggest things for right now. I'm talking to, you know, a lot of just people. Different, there's so many different ways to invest in real estate. Like a lot of people are now doing, like, they're buying and then Airbnb. But everyone says the same thing. Like, there's a lot of sharks out there. Like, don't. And that it can be a little intimidating, you know?
Yeah, it can be. But and let me say the third thing before I forget is number one, are they competent? Number two, do you like them? And number three, are they honest? And you'd think number one would be, are they honest? Because they damn well better be honest, because you don't want to do it. But if they aren't competent, it doesn't matter if they're not honest. So competent is number one. They know what they're doing. And Andrew Cushman, the dude we do DAP with, that dude is, he's like amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it scares me that he's having a tough time finding deals. And there's all these people that are just starting syndications that are finding deals left and right. Not left and right, but when somebody that's a ninja at it, and I'm bugging the Andrew, find more deals. We have, you know, millions of dollars sitting there waiting for the next Andrew, like a freaking Picasso, and he can't. He's Tim. I just near missed on one, but the wife said she doesn't want to sell it. You know, and he won't buy it if it doesn't fit our criteria.
I see. So it's definitely just taking more time than.
Yeah. However, that's different from, there's some cool new stuff out there, like the Airbnbs. And in GoBundance the other day, they were having a conversation about people Airbnb-ing, yeah, those big RV things.
Yeah.
And you could get them for like a payment of $1,000 a month and rent them out for $6,000.
Yeah.
Think about that. There's some, you know, you guys, there's never been more opportunity. Yeah. There's never been more sharks, but that's why, you know, that on the ABCs, that C, learn more about investing. And if you're spending more time, if you have more time, spend time on that. Shadow successful people. That's where, there's a kid named David Lauber in GoBundance, and all of a sudden, I look up, we're in Japan, and the dude's making $2 million a year. And it was like, Lover, what there? What the? You know.
Wow.
Yeah. And he shadowed Osborne. He shadowed like seven different people. Mm. And success leaves clues. You know. Think of the five people you're hanging out with. And what are they like? And can you add one or two that might be at a different level? And by the way, that's what David does. Like circa 2004, I was in his top five.
Yeah.
Like, I've been outsourced 67 times. That dude's just, no, I say this in a, and I shouldn't say that, because as partners and stuff, we're super close, and I probably am still. But he's made a lot of different new friends that are at a different level, that have taken to another level. And that's, by the way, very important to
keep networking, keep growing your community, and that's good. Like, I think everyone, and I love how both of you are very similar and different in that you have your own vision, you're good where you're at, and he's also, if he wants, there's just like a point of level of comfort and success where everyone's, you know, like, I'm good. I don't need to buy a jet. I don't need to, you know what I mean?
Yeah. But there's another world where I see that world, and I can see the argument for it, in that when you have that kind of money rolling in, just because your time is so valuable.
Yeah.
And just the juice factor. I mean, imagine if you're somebody he's trying to recruit for one of his hedge funds, you know, and it's, hey, let me fly out. Let me have you fly out and meet with us and see what we're doing in Austin. I'll have my pilot pick you up.
Yeah.
You know, there's, it's funny because that, and by the way, you know me, Raina, that just doesn't fit my world, but, I don't begrudge anybody doing anything as long as they're not evil. I detest people that would look to scam when there's so many opportunities to do it right. You know, my pop said, you know what's wrong, you know what's right, do what's right.
I love that.
Darn simple. Yeah.
And that's really, really important. I want to also know, what is a practice or a habit that has helped you become a happier person every day, something that you do every day?
Every single morning I get the goods in the woods one way or another. Mm-hmm. I play every single day.
Explain what's get the goods in the woods.
Well, I live on 3 acres on a mountain, and like this morning I went up and raked. I have a trail that goes a mile up. It's called Ranger Peak.
Yeah.
And I maintain the trail, and it's really good to dig in the dirt and just think, and a lot of good stuff come from it. So that was today. And yesterday I played my 18-hole disc golf course. That's right in my backyard. I didn't have that when you were here.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And it's like a spiritual walk. Yeah, it's so cool because there's like my dog's buried right in my backyard. Coco.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Zoe's over there. Zoe. Whoa. She is literally.
Where is she? She's. Oh my god. Yeah. That's so cute.
Yeah. Oh,
she's there.
And she's just chilling right there.
Yeah.
So she loves podcasts. She loves to hear Dad talk, especially about Zoe. So anyway, my wiener dog is buried in the backyard, and she's the 18th hole called Coco's Revenge. But she's also right near where I tee off. And there's just like different areas on my property that have a lot of spiritual meaning to me. There's the wisdom tree. There's one old dead tree that really comes alive when it rains and it's foggy and misty, and there's all down this almost alleyway, and it's just really so that. And then there's the wisdom tree and there's the Buddha tree, and I hang out, and this is going to be a bit weird, but think of the bull in the china shop that just worked and got shit done and was just made stuff happen. And don't get me wrong, I still work and get shit done and make stuff happen, but I do it in a much calmer, mindful way, because every day I get this centered grounding of just being out in nature, and spending time kind of with my ancestors and those that have come before me, and I feel like they're inside of me cheering me on. I look to nature today. I'll be posting a video later of a bald eagle I came across, and the mom and the baby are over here.
Wow.
And then it saw me and starts squawking at me and flying over me and telling me, get the heck out of here. And this is the world I live amongst, and I see how it all fits in so beautifully right in, and it lets me know how interconnected we are and come together as humanity, and the forces of evil in the world would tell us we're different, and you're young and beautiful and I'm old and a different color, so maybe we shouldn't like each other. And I say, what the heck? Mm-hmm. We all have so much to teach each other.
Yeah, we definitely do. And definitely One Life is that type of community. And And I know one of the main things that I think has really been a big part of success and just being creating a healthy lifestyle is a morning routine and a night routine. Can you share your morning routine and your night routine?
Sure. Well, my morning routine is getting up probably too early. I just wake up naturally very early. And then I kind of let the day come to me, if you will. Because I get up so early, I feel like in my mind I got an hour or two to kill. That I kind of just go with whatever I want to do and however I want to spend it.
Yeah.
And that will include journaling and stretching and catching up on emails, you know, in no particular order, and seeing what's going on in the world and stuff. Drinking some coffee, like every morning. You know, some do it without it. I like my coffee.
Yeah.
And then, like I said, I do some sort of physical exercise. My life's different than most because I don't do anything. How can I put this? I don't buy property. I don't do any kind of, I don't do anything in that's normal, that would some would consider work, except One Life and GoBundance and just monitoring stuff. So I guess you'd say I'm doing that kind of stuff, you know, for probably anywhere from 4 to 6 hours a day, or I'm out in the world either doing stuff with One Life or doing stuff, getting the goods in the woods. I probably am out in the boonies 16 to 20 hours a week.
Wow.
A couple days, I'm just out on a long hike or swimming or hiking and swimming or mountain biking.
And I want people to really know that, like, you created that lifestyle for you, and it took, you know, time and everything, but I think you, like, that's what you want. I think so many people are ingrained with, like, they have to go to work for the rest of their life. It's just like another type of mentality that society lives in, or type of mindset that they have about income and money and just, and financial freedom. Like, I don't think a lot of people really even know that it's possible. But after connecting with One Life, I knew it was.
And I like to think I'm the poster child for what's possible because I got off to such a late start.
Yeah.
Because I was such a lost soul. I never went to college. I barely graduated high school. I was the kid, you know, I was the screw up in the back of the class. So, you know, all of us have this inside of us. And it's just a matter of figuring out how to play your game full out and utilizing your own talents and your own contacts. And just think of it like a giant crossword puzzle. Excuse me, giant jigsaw puzzle you're putting together. And first you get all the edges in. And those are just all the basics of the vision planning, relationships, finance, and wellness. Just get all that dialed in. When you may take one of those whole corner. Remember, my physical wasn't that good for a while, but I was dialing in the financial and the vision planning. I wrote that dream back. So I didn't write that for 15 years after, you know. Yeah. I didn't write that till I was, you know, probably like 33.
Wow.
So I've been going about 8 years. More just think about it, Rena. There wasn't One Life. There wasn't any, was very little. Mm-hmm. There were motivational speakers, but there really wasn't a lot of, Tony Robbins was probably the master, you know, at that point, and really helped me a lot. One thing I didn't say, I never went to college, but I've spent like $250,000 probably on my continuing education. If you name anybody I saw back in the day, any motivational or how to sell or how to connect or, you know.
You were there and you paid and you invested and you learned.
And I didn't just go. You can imagine.
Yeah.
Friend, I met everybody. I worked. It's just a lifestyle. It's just a,
it is.
It's just a, you know, we're a little bit not normal, a little bit more in the motor. And what's hard is that's who we are, but not everybody's that way. And you've got to be careful of not making you right in them. You know what I mean? However anybody chooses to live their life.
Yeah. Focusing on your life, yours, and then if they want to follow along, then they can.
Yeah. And by osmosis, some people go, wow, Raina, I noticed some changes. What's going on? You know, mm-hmm. and say, well, do you really want to hear? you know, yeah. If you like, I'd love to help you. Let me ask you this. Do you really want, you know, do you really want to change? And some people are perfectly happy, don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
Think it.
Yeah.
Like I had my older brother once say, Tim, why do you need all this motivation stuff? I said, Pete, why'd you need all that college stuff?
Yeah. Yeah. But it's in you. And I think it's just for not certain people, but when they're ready to change and go forward, then they're ready. And you know, One Life is there for them to support them. So talk about the conference coming up.
And by the way, if anybody's still listening, mm-hmm. you obviously care about yourself. You wouldn't be listening this long. And thank you, by the way, for that. So we are doing our 8th annual One Life Fully Lived conference in Long Beach, California, October 12th and 13th. Yep. And we would love to have friends of Raina come, and Raina's going to get a special code, so you get a discount. We're hoping you, there's two different levels. There's a $99 level and a $299 level. The $299 includes the concert the night before that's going to be amazing. Early access seating, so you get the front rows. Mm-hmm. And lunch with many of the presenters. And a lot of our presenters, like Christopher Lockhead and Jeff Hoffman and Garrett Gunderson and Cody Sanchez, and I mean, world-class presenters, and there's like 40 of them. And we've had like 200 people apply to present. And we've had to tell people that only do main stage, we might be able to get you a breakout. It's like an embarrassment of riches.
Wow.
Yeah, it's been really interesting.
It's going to be huge. And yeah, I know.
So imagine those presenters are there from the, you know, they come for the concert and are hanging around all weekend. And it's just a very, very unique conference where for helping you meet the right people and find deeper ideas of how to do what you do better. So information's at onelifefullylived.org. And if you have any questions, you can reach out to me direct, tim@timrode.com, R-H-O-D-E. And we'd love to have you join us there. We also have a conference for your family, for your nieces, your nephews, your kids, from 4 to 18 going on at the same time right across the hall.
Oh, wow.
Our Fambundance group. Brother James and all these kids that are like 14 to 18 that are already working. They have multiple income streams, and they're just amazing young people are going to be working with your, you know, we'll have different groups like 4 to 7 and 8 to 11 and so on. And then your kids are welcome to be in the general session. We don't care. We've had 11-year-old kids be in the whole thing. As long as they're quiet during the meditations and stuff like that, we want them if you want.
Yeah.
But if you want them learning from other kids, which is even better, we have that. And this is a very unique One Life tradition that we've started that is really cool. It's a neat part of it. onelifefullylived.org/events Long Beach Conference.
Yes. And they normally, I know One Life doesn't normally, this is the first time it's going to be in Long Beach. Right. So they normally have them in Philadelphia or in Sacramento. And I'm so excited. So they're all the SoCal friends.
Yeah. Bring a big group, Raina.
Yes, definitely. Like, I'm going to be promoting it like crazy because I really think it's a life-changing event. And, you know, it's going to, we're all going to, it's going to take us to another level. And I'm really excited to meet all the presenters. Thank you so much for doing this, Tim, because like he, you know, as Tim shared his story, he doesn't really have to do this. He doesn't have to take this. This nonprofit is totally just out of his heart and soul and just literally wants to help people grow. And you know, by doing this event, he's offering, like, the best of the best. And I think that's another thing, too, that I wanted to ask you before we head out, is the nonprofit aspect. I know a lot of people want to start a nonprofit. I would love to, you know, eventually, but I remember one time you said, or you mentioned that it's important to first take care of you and then do a nonprofit, right?
Yeah.
What advice do you have on the nonprofit?
Well, it's like spinning the plates, you know, if you've got, and by the way, instead of starting a nonprofit, why not just go into your local junior high and talk to, you know, your local juvenile detention center. Go serve in a different way and just start there. Put your toe in the water. And by the way, I did that when I was selling real estate. When I was like, I think I started when I was 28 years old. I went and talked to a local junior high. And you talk about, how can I put this, a tough audience. Start small. And then if you still want to find yourself, want to serve. One thing I will say, my good friend David Osborne said when I started my nonprofit, Tim, the challenge is you're going to want to spend all of your time just serving and creating and helping and doing good things. And you're going to spend more than half your time raising money. And that you can't do good work without raising money. So, and by the way, if any of you feel compelled after hearing this, and want to help us serve those just starting out, there's a whole nother component of One Life Fully Lived called Dare to Dream. And we're doing wonderful things in the inner cities all over. We have something called the Contributor Club, which is going to help us expand our Dare to Dream from 4 cities in 2019 to 8 cities all over America in 2020. And also go deeper with our One Life Roadmap material so we can get curriculum into schools.
And
if you're interested in helping us with that, you can check out support, One Life Support.
Okay.
And we have levels of $9 a month, $49 a month, and at $99, $299, or $499, you get coaching from people like myself, Christopher Lockhead, Hal Elrod, Cody
Sanders. Oh, wow.
Yeah. And we have every conceivable thing you can think of. Health and fitness, nutrition, mindful meditation, how to earn more, how to invest wisely, how to niche down with Lockhead. And these guys have, you know, all these people have donated. I'll give you 2 hours. I'll give you 12 hours.
Lockhead. I love Lockhead. I listen to his podcast. He's so funny.
Yeah. His time's worth, like, you know, it's priceless, but people in Silicon Valley pay $25,000 for an hour with Lockhead. These are game changing people that love what we're doing and see we're creating something beautiful. And what we're doing is we're helping people on a, you know, this is a higher level, people who are on their way and well on their way go to a mastery level. So all of us can reach down and help those that need it the most. And that's the beauty of One Life Fully Lived.
Definitely. Love it. Thank you so much, Tim. I am extremely grateful. And I've personally learned more. Every time I talk to you, I learn something new. Yeah. And the people who are listening, the audience who is listening, Like, seriously, go to the event and we can totally, you know, you will change your life. So
thank you so much, Raina.
Thank you so much for listening to the episode. And if you are interested in attending the One Life Fully Lived conference, please go to the link in the show notes and purchase using that link so you can get the code and you can get a discount. There is a price for $99 and then there's a price for $299, which is access to the concert, you get the lunch and everything. With the $99, you do not get access to lunch or the concert, but it's still for the three-day event. I truly encourage you to purchase the $299, which I believe we have $50 off, so it's actually going to be less than $299. It's going to be a three-day event. It's in Long Beach, and you can find more details when you go visit their website, which I encourage you to do it and just take a look at it. It's onelifefullylived.org. Thank you so much for listening to this episode, and I truly hope you learned a lot. I know I did. And, you know, this is someone who I look up to as a mentor of mine and one of the first, you know, millionaire mentors that I've ever met. And that truly has a good heart that really wants to help people. A lot of people that are coming to this event, they are, like he said, like Tim Rhodes said, they are game changers. They do not mess around. Yes, of Christopher Lockhead, who is a speaker there, people pay $25,000 an hour to speak to him. That is no joke. These are literally people who really have a lot of influence and can really, you know, change your life and make a big impact. And honestly, I'm not even kidding. Maybe they can be your next investor for your business, your idea or something. They do have the resources. So I really want you to put yourself in this environment and just build this relationship with people like that. And who knows, in the future, you can get an opportunity where they can possibly invest in you some way, somehow. Having these relationships are incredible and they're priceless. So definitely go. There is time to purchase your ticket. But don't wait too long because they may, you know, sell out. So it's going to be October 12th through the 14th. It's going to be a Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So check off your calendars, save the dates, and I hope to see you there. Thank you.